Welcome back to Mastering Mindset Podcast, episode 188.
Let's go, team. This focus is on don't change who you are for where you are. Let's go. T-Money, you know what trait I think is really attractive, and I think a lot of people would attest, whether it's attracting a partner, someone you want to date, someone you want to marry, or a leader or a teammate or someone to help you achieve your goals.
What's that?
It's being authentic.
Mm.
Like really, really authentic, to where you can totally feel that that energy is sincere. It's real.
Mm-hmm.
It's not packaged. It's not fake. It's not, I'm acting this way because I want something out. I want something from you. It's, I've done the internal work, whether it's by nurture or nature, to where I like what I see in the mirror. I love who I am. And we just did an episode on dress the part. But part of being authentic is you dress what makes you feel good about yourself, right?
Yeah.
But aside from the dress, it's like from the inside out. So the phrase we want you to think about is, do you change who you are for where you are, based off of environment, based off of people, based off of education, trying to fit in? We just think that that's really not the best way to influence, to be a leader, but also to find happiness and joy and to master your mindset. And it just doesn't work. You can't sustain that fakeness. Now, we said to act as if, but you're having a design in place. Okay, the best version of me, the goals that I have, who I want to be, the best version of me, who I'm striving to be, would act like this, and you start to become that person. If you're wishy-washy, changing your values, changing what's important to you based off of who you're around and what environment you're in, like, you just can't sustain. You can't sustain. And I remember this happened to me when I was dating somebody in college. Like, the first month or so, they portrayed a certain trait, personality, things. I was like, well, this is great. And then once I think that initial phase wore off, then the true self started coming out, and things I didn't expect, didn't know, that it just wasn't the right fit. I was like, well, where was this the whole time? You know? So here's the thing. If you try to be in that fake state, you can't sustain. You just can't. So we want you to decide and be okay with, does my true authentic self, when I present itself, if you repel some people, that's actually good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want every single person to like you, every single person to agree with you, every single person to mesh? Then you're going to have friends or people that, you know, are not the right fit. You want to attract, and it's this thought, your vibe attracts your tribe. People that really align with that, like, that's who you want to attract and be around, right? You can't please everyone. So you might have these like half-ass friendships because you're trying to fake it the whole time. Right, T-Money?
Yeah. I mean, that was something that I kind of put an emphasis on going down to school. It's like, you're not going to find a real friend group being someone who you're not. So just go and be yourself, and you're going to find your people. It doesn't matter how long it takes, you're going to find your group. And luckily I ended up doing that. And that's because I was just being myself and trusted who I was.
Yeah. So don't change who you are for where you are. Thinking about going to college, a new, a job interview, starting a new career, maybe dating somebody for the first time, in new environments where you don't know anybody, you want to present yourself in a way that's aligned with your values, your morals, your character, so you can just be who you are. And that's going to, again, attract or not attract, you know, the people that you should have in life and the people that you really shouldn't. So I would say, team, just do yourself a service. And I remember learning this in business training when I was in sales a while back. Your brand should be the same. It should cross over at work, at home, wherever you're at.
Mm.
Because if you're leading authentically and you've designed your brand based off of your values, your morals, your character, your strengths, it's very freeing that I could step in, and it's really process over outcome. Socially, think back, T Money, when you were golfing, like, were you trying to impress the other people?
That's when
You know?
that's when
Like,
the rounds go
worrying
downhill.
about what they thought of. Yeah, when you're
Exactly.
living
Who
in what
cares?
you think their world is, don't
Right.
change who you are for where you are. Let your authentic self show itself. And I'm telling you, that is a leadership superpower. So, team, ask yourself, do I change who I am in certain environments around certain people? What if we try to stop doing that? And really, a lifelong quest is to understand this question: who am I? Who am I? By design, not by default. Love yourself unconditionally. Have compassion. Be your own cheerleader. Support yourself. And be okay if your personality and your vibe doesn't fit in with everyone. That's actually a good thing. That's actually a really good thing. Because let's get in line with people who have the values, who have the right character, where you don't have to fake it to make it, you know? So, team, hopefully this kind of raises awareness on, like, dude, do I know who I am? Do I change who I am to fit in and be liked? What if I stop doing that? Because you won't maximize your influence as a leader unless you step in and really develop that authentic self and live in congruence with that. So, T-Man, anything else you want to add on that one, bro?
No, I mean, I think God covered it. Kind of part
Yeah.
of it too is just trusting and knowing that who you are is enough. You're going to find your people. Know that who you are, what you carry with yourself is enough. So, yeah.
Yeah. And this episode was inspired by one of my homies that I train, I coach. He's an Ivy League quarterback. And we were just talking about, you're going to the Ivy League, you're coming, you know, from West Coast to East Coast. Don't change who you are for where you are. Do you? You
Let's go.
know, you're a champion already, man. You think like a champion, act like a champion. You have compassion. You're vulnerable. You care about people. Just be who you are. You don't have to be anybody else. So let's go, Team Money. You know what to do. The body has limits.
But the mind is limitless.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.